Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Will there be jobs?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There's been a lot of debate about whether the economy is headed for recession. This morning's report on December employment may help clarify things. The subprime crisis has erased jobs in residential construction and the mortgage business. This week it became clear manufacturing is hurting too. We'll know more about the labor market at 8:30 Eastern. The stock market stalled yesterday with more concern about higher inflation. $100 crude oil has a way of doing that. But higher inflation may prevent the Fed from aggressively cutting interest rates. We had the Dow picking up 12 at 13,056. The S&P was flat. The Nasdaq slipped 7 points. Overnight, the market in Japan was open after a four-day break. The Nikkei was down 4%. But in Hong Kong, shares were higher by more than 2%. European stocks are mixed this morning. The violence and political unrest in Kenya closed the country's stock market yesterday. They're trading today, but the exchange is ready to close at a moment's notice. The World Bank says the turmoil is rattling nearby economies. And as Gretchen Wilson reports, it's quickly eroding a generation of gains that have made Kenya the economic hub of the region.
America's top diplomat for Africa arrives in Kenya today, part of an international effort to mediate a political solution and get East Africa's strongest economy back on track. GDP is growing at nearly 7% a year. Business confidence is on the rise, and there's a fast-growing middle class. But last week's contested presidential election has sparked the worst unrest in decades. Hundreds have been killed in political and ethnic violence, and more than 100,000 people have fled their homes. Shops have been looted of food and fuel. Road and rail transportation are slow, and that's hampering trade. Businesses say they're losing about $30 million a day. The knock-on economic effects may be huge. Take tourism, one of the country's biggest industries. Britain has warned against non-essential travel to Kenya, and British tour operators are suspending all trips for the next 2 days. I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Here in the States, as we untangle from the subprime mortgage crisis, one thing seems clear. Much of the mess was created by abusive lending practices. This week, 7 states, from Rhode Island to Idaho, launched a standardized registry for mortgage brokers. It's similar to the one used for stockbrokers. 35 other states have committed to joining. As Steve Tripoli reports, it's step one.
Banks and credit unions used to originate most mortgages, but in recent years, non-bank brokers have grabbed most of the business nationwide. Dennis Zeroli is a Rhode Island banking regulator. He says state-regulated brokers targeted by the new registry could be a slippery lot.
What we found was when you found an unethical loan originator in a company, they would leave that company and end up someplace else, and there was really no way to trace them.
By March 31st, all brokers will have to sign up with the first 7 states in the registry, and by next January, they'll have to be licensed and background checked. Fail any of those tests, and Zeroli says the registry will let regulators nationwide know it.
I think we all have the same goal, and that's to have a seamless supervisory process over originators in general so they don't move across state lines. That'll weed those people out that sometimes fall through the cracks right now.
There'll be penalties for both non-complying brokers and their employers, and congressional Democrats are pushing even tighter standards. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
The music business has been in a funk as sales continue to drop. In 2007, the top-selling album was a Christmas project. Second best was a soundtrack to a teen-themed Disney movie. Well, there's a wealth of highly anticipated releases in the new year. Let's get a preview now from Bill Wordy of the trade magazine Billboard. Bill, among the superstars, we've got a new album coming from Madonna, right? Her last with Warner Brothers.
I think there's going to be probably more curiosity about this Madonna record than there has been in a Madonna record in a long time, if only to see sort of what her send-off is from Warner Brothers. You know, Madonna did sign this deal with Live Nation. It got quite a bit of attention as an industry-changing deal where she basically left a record label and signed with a tour promotion company that's looking to get into the record business.
You were telling me earlier that there's a lot of buzz about a new album from U2.
Yeah, absolutely. Sources say there's about two albums worth of material now, and while it's hard to pin down a release date, I think a lot of the excitement is coming from comments made by Daniel Lanois, who's producing much of the album, who has sort of told fans that they might expect an Octung Baby period U2, which was a really popular album for U2, so that's generating some good excitement.
I was also reading that the new album from Usher is being highly anticipated. Can you give us a sense of what this might be like?
Well, the Usher record has actually been pushed back from last year. In the pop world, when an album gets pushed back, the speculation is that it's still looking for a strong single or a strong third or fourth single. Usher, his last album was really the album of the year when it came out. So for the music industry, this is really one to watch. I mean, Usher's a proven hit maker.
How much is at stake for the recording industry this year?
Well, you know, the sales of recorded music continue to decline, and digital growth is not offsetting that. So I think what happens is for major labels, there's more and more pressure for their blockbuster releases to really connect. Usher's sales are now over 9 million copies on his last album. And, you know, we haven't had an album like that in the music business since then.
Seems like a good segue into Mariah Carey. Billboard is saying that her 2008 release is perhaps the most highly anticipated album of the year. Any sense, Bill, of what it might be like?
Well, I mean, judging from the producers that she's working with, I would expect an album that's not altogether different from her last album. Jermaine Dupri, who's really the mega producer who a lot of people credit with turning her career around with her last album, is back to helm this one. You know, and she's working with a lot of the top hip-hop and R&B producers that are out there right now.
Bill Wordy is executive editor at Variety. Bill, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Doug. Always a pleasure to be here.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.